This lesson from Chapter 2 is entitled, Listening to the Body. Lie on your back, either on a carpet or a mat. If you need a pillow or something under your head or legs, arrange things to make it comfortable. If you need to pause this lesson to get what you need, feel free to take that time. Once you resume lying down, notice the parts of yourself that easily contact the floor. Sense the quality of your breathing. Don't change or fix anything. Just notice what your breath is like when you're lying down in a relaxed position. Feel your back, your shoulders, your buttocks, your hands. Now let your thoughts drift a little bit until you encounter an image, thought, or picture that involves some kind of personal difficulty. It could be a family situation, a career issue, an unfinished project, or a panicky situation. Now take the time to see all the details surrounding the issue. See the environment, the person's face, if there is a person involved. Play out the conversation. Start to sense what's going on. As you do this, let your attention travel to your body. Has anything changed? Where do you feel a difference? Do you feel tension rising anywhere? Wherever you feel tension residing, ask yourself if this is a familiar feeling, almost comfortable in its discomfort. Notice your breathing. Has it changed? Is this familiar as well? Can you relate any of this experience of yourself to the startle reflex mentioned earlier in the book? Now choose something that you noticed. Perhaps it was a tightening in the belly or clenching your jaw. Maybe your toes curled. For a few moments, intentionally exaggerate what you noticed. For example, if you were hunching your shoulders, hunch them more. Stay there and try to keep breathing normally for around 10 seconds. Then slowly let that part go. You can repeat this for as many places as you noticed. Often in the beginning, people say they noticed nothing. Be patient with yourself. It is not part of our culture to notice the body. So beginning to sense yourself is like learning a new language.